This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP all week. We're taking a break from hardball to go to the hardwood, and let's talk with Chris Miller. You can follow him on Twitter at CMillsPXP. Going out on the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Chris, what's going on today? How you doing?
Doing great. How you guys doing?
No longer CM. I call you BM now, Beard Man.
Yeah. What's up, B.
What's up, brother? How you doing, bro? Man?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
I'm spectacular, man. Listen, I didn't even notice, and because you know I've been in North Carolina with the grandkids. Cam Whitmore, that's his name?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about him, because Jeff is already raving about the dude. He already got a Cam Whitmore fan club.
I'm probably part of that fan club, also. You know, B-Mitch, when he was coming out of Villanova. This is the Victor Wembanyama class 3 years ago. Two of my favorite players in that draft class was Bilal Coulibaly and Cam Whitmore. And now they're on the same team. So I think this is a tremendous opportunity for Cam to kind of come close to home. He's from the Baltimore area. And it's a great opportunity for the Wizards. It was really a low cost to trade for him, 2 second-round picks. This kid has a ton of talent. I don't think talent is the issue with him. I just think the opportunity in Houston wasn't plentiful for him because there was a logjam of a lot of young players that they wanted to take a look at down there. So much so that the guy that they drafted third overall last year, Reed Shepard, he barely even played. So this was a Houston team that was second in the West in the regular season. Now they go out and get Kevin Durant. And I think you could see the writing was on the wall for him that there wasn't going to be a lot of minutes. So I give the Rockets a lot of credit. They worked a deal with Washington to bring him here, and he's going to get a nice runway to show the league why he is a really dynamic offensive player. I'm interested to see how he develops on the defensive end, but he has all the skills to be a really good player in this league, B-Mitch.
Summer league getting underway for the Wiz. You going to be out there in Vegas for the summer league?
I am. Looking forward to it.
How long are you out there, Chris? Because I may be out there not this week, but next week.
Yeah, just hit me up. I think we'll be up there 7 days. Gives me a chance to see all four of the games that they have scheduled right now. And really curious to see how the young players from a year ago use this opportunity once again to get better, just to get some competition out there. Uh-huh. They don't need to do anything spectacular. Just stay healthy and just continue to develop their games.
Is this a 2 week or 3 week thing? Because I think my thing I was looking at possibly going is like the 25th or 6th, something like that.
I'm checking my schedule right now. The games that they have right now, there's four games that they guarantee that they have. B is from the 11th through the 16th. And their fifth game could take place anywhere between the 18th through the 20th.
Okay. Gotcha.
Which of the guys specifically are you interested to see? Because I think a lot of what you're going to see in summer league is, frankly, a lot of what you're going to see from the Wiz in the regular season with a lot of these young guys playing significant minutes. But who are you most intrigued to see in the summer league?
Good question. Bub Carrington, to me, showed me everything I needed to see a year ago. The only thing I want to see is, has he gotten into the weight room? Has he gotten a little bit bigger? What has he worked on since May the 1st? All those young players, guys, came back on May the 1st. So they got, like, basically a couple of weeks away, but they've been in the lab since then. I'm really curious with Bub. Obviously, I want to see Trey Johnson, what he looks like on an NBA floor, the sixth overall pick from this year. And Keyshawn George. I think that guy really surprised a lot of people with his ability to defend last year. He's got great size, and he can play multiple positions. And obviously, Alex Saar. You want to see if he's ready to take that next step. And that's the real key with these guys. They were given ample opportunity last year in the regular season to kind of get their feet wet with the league. Now they're going into their second summer league. They've had a full season of really working on their game, and I just want to see them just apply that. Again, the most important thing, guys, to me is just don't get injured. I want these guys to go into the rest of the offseason being ready to go once camp starts in the fall.
Talking with Chris Miller, the TV voice of the Washington Wizards here on the Rude Guest Hotline. This season for the Wiz, because they're going to be playing so many young guys once again like they did last year, which, by the way, I absolutely love the way that they have approached these last couple of seasons. But with the C.J. McCollum, assuming he sticks around, and some of these guys, we'll see what happens with Marcus Smart. Do you think we could see them be a little friskier and win some of these ball games and maybe finish with a better record than they have the last couple years and maybe even not compete for a playoff
we
spot?
We still have a night
be there,
a night pick protected draft spot, right?
Top 8 protected, yeah.
We got to make sure we get that, right?
So I think there's still value in that, obviously, because the 2026 draft, I'm really impressed with, especially at the top. They've got 4 kids I think you can really hand the keys to and let them really, you know, lead your franchise. I think that draft is that good. So I would be mindful of that. But also, I've had to learn this the hard way, guys. Like, the last 2 years has been about development, and it's hard. It's not easy. I will tell people, when you call every possession of every game and you've had these long losing streaks, it can be difficult. But if you understand, like, the thinking behind it, and Brian, you and I talked about this, I think, the day after the draft, about kind of using your NFL experience about, would you rather a quarterback sit or play? I'd rather him play. That's kind of how the Wizards approached last year with these young players. So I don't see that being any different this upcoming season. But with the additions of C.J. McCollum and bringing back Chris Middleton, this is as we're speaking right now, those guys can only help the young players. And I think a guy like Jordan Poole is a classic case of that. He understood what the assignment was the last couple of years. This team wasn't winning. They were developing. And I think Jordan did a really good job of that last year, really helping the young players understand the league and kind of navigate, you know, tough times. So I see McCollum doing the same thing and the other veterans that they're bringing in.
This group seems to be bringing in guys and constantly building towards something, unlike before. If you look at last year, you look at this year, how much better are they and how much closer are they?
You know, I've been doing this a long time, Brian, and I've couched kind of like my expectations over the years and just kind of just watched. But I will say this about the front office, and it's kind of impressive to see. There's two things that they do that I'm very impressed with. One is they identify the type of player that they're looking for, and they go after him. I won't spill any state secrets, but I will say a guy like Will Riley and a guy like Bub Carrington, they were on these prospects early, and they stayed on them, and they continued to watch them grow through college. So it made sense why they drafted them, because they had all the information that they needed. The other thing is they keep their mouth shut and they just do their work. They're not out constantly patting themselves on the shoulders and telling everybody how great their plan is. They just put their head down and they go to work. And as an adult, I can actually like respect kind of the way they go about their job of just, we're not here to talk all day, every day about how great our plan is. We're just going to show you. Uh-huh. And I have to say, going into my 19th season covering this team, I don't think I've ever been more excited about seeing what the young players can do. And there's a large list of them. I think they have 12 guys ranging in age from 19 to 24. and they all have an ability to do something, either score, either defend, length, something. They all bring something to the table that when you kind of watch them grow, you'll be curious to see what they look like when they are ready to start winning.
Chris, I've gotten into doing some color analyst work, and I know you do the play-by-play. You know what excites me? When I got some good players to talk about.
Amen.
Hey, so, I understand what you're saying because, you know what, I am looking forward to preseason this year, and I know you're looking forward to it because you get the whole season to call it.
You know, what I'm more excited about, too, is the competition, Brian. And yeah. There are a lot of kids in that age range that I was talking about. And, you know, for the coaching staff, you know, they can say, hey, look, there are opportunities out here. We're not going to give it to you, but go compete for it. You know, that to me is exciting. To see a Marcus Smart and a CJ McCollum and a Bub Carrington with like the point guard role, right? Seeing all the wings that they have, you know, Bilal competing, you know, Trey Johnson, you know, all these names. It's just a lot of kids that are going to be out there, you know, fighting for minutes. And I think ultimately down the road when you look at it, I'm not saying they're going to be Oklahoma City. I'm not saying that. But there is a model to look at to see how you draft, you develop, you kind of retain the players and you allow them to grow. And I think that's the reason why I have some real optimism about what they're doing. This is the third draft and the second regular season we've seen with this front office. And I know a lot of people on Twitter give Will Dawkins a lot of credit, as they should. He's done a great job. But Michael Winger, Travis Schlenk, you know, Amber Nichols, the scouting department, the analytics department. This isn't a mom and pop shop. This is a Fortune 500 smart-thinking organization that thinks big picture, and they don't take shortcuts. And I think that's the exciting part of looking at this journey.
Talking with Chris Miller here on the Rude Guest Hotline, Toby Altizer in for JP this week on B. Mitch and Finley. I don't know if we're going to dub them the Johnson brothers, but I'm excited about watch both of those guys. Trey Johnson, obviously the first-round pick, and you can kind of dive into him, but it feels like we spend so much time because he was acquired last year at the deadline, and he played the second half of the season, but it almost feels like A.J. Johnson gets forgotten about. What impressed you most about his game down the stretch when you got to see a little bit more of him, and what do you expect to see out of him this season as well as the first-round pick, Trey Johnson?
Yeah, I'll start with A.J. first. I think his first game was he drove the baseline and slammed it home, and I saw some video of him before we got him where the kid's got some bounce in his legs and really athletic, and he did it in the game right away. And I looked over at Drew and I said, I told you, young fellow's got bounce. So it was kind of cool to see what you saw on film. No fear out of that young man. And again, I think we got him a year ahead of schedule. Like this year, I think he can be able to kind of navigate himself in the rotation. But, again, this is the front office. They throw him out there, and we saw some flashes. Meanwhile, for Trey Johnson, this kid, if not the best shooter, one of the best shooters in this draft with him and Con Knipple, and his size at the shooting guard position is impressive. You know, to be 6'5", 6'6", long arms, led the SEC in scoring as a freshman. That's high praise. And I think he averaged like 37 minutes a game, too, so this kid is kind of durable, and he's a really good shooter, and now implementing him into this program now, there's, again, going to be some competition. Do you have Bilal Coulibaly play the two? Is he going to play the two? You got Chris Middleton. You got all these CJ McCollum. So I think for Trey, this is not a good situation. I think this is a great situation for him to be in a place where he can get veteran leadership, good coaching, and also kind of navigate his way through – you know, your rookie season where not everything is thrown upon you. Like some of these players that got drafted this year where you're like, wow, they're like the face of the franchise in day one. I don't think Trey has to deal with that. He can just kind of have a seamless transition into his rookie year.
Good stuff.
What kind of improvements do you want to see from Alex Sarr this year?
I think on the defensive end, I think he's really good on that end of the floor, but he can even be better. I think the three-point shooting, he's just kind of this new age five where five men can shoot threes, right? We saw that in the finals. And for him, just his consistency. You know, he showed his hand a little bit, you know, at Denver when he scored 34 points on Jokic. That was his career night, right? So you're like, oh, this kid can easily get 40 in a game. But it was the way that he did it. And I thought he outplayed Jokic that night clearly. And so there are spots where you know he can improve, but I thought he had a solid rookie season.
Chris, appreciate the time, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
Summer League's going to be fun to watch, and I think this season of Wizards basketball, even if it's not as successful wins and losses-wise, I think it's going to be an exciting one to watch, and you're going to be on the call of a lot of fun Wizards basketball this year. Exciting to talk to you again.
Thank you so much, guys. Really looking forward to it, and it's all about competition now. I just want to see the kids get out there and go up against the best in the league.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Hey,
appreciate the time, man.
Take care, guys.
Bye, man. Be cool.
That was Chris Miller. He joined us on the Rude Guest Hotline. I think this Wizards team this year, I appreciate that they at least have a direction, B. Mitch, right? Like, you can appreciate, even if it's not leading to wins and losses yet, you can appreciate when an organization, at least, you can see the vision. You can understand where they're going.
You can appreciate it. You see the vision, but I think still, that protected pick is they want that.
100%.
And they're going to continue moving forward, but you know, I could think you may see a few wins improved. They're not going to try to be stupid.
No. I mean, they're probably going to sell off some of these veterans, but I think watching these young guys, it is a blast. They played a fun brand of basketball last year, even though there were plenty of losses. Going to get back into the Nationals, 800-636-1067, if you'd like to hop in. Want to talk about the moves with Davey and Mike Rizzo, but also want to talk about the learners. Do you think that the ownership group fully understands how frustrated the fan base is, not just with the team, but specifically with the ownership group? We'll take your calls on that next. Again, 800-636-1067. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
P. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP all week this week with Brian Mitchell. Something interesting that the Junks were talking about this morning. I'm not sure if they were talking about this with Barry or maybe Chelsea Janes, but they were talking about, do you think that the learners understand the frustration with this baseball club and how much of it is directed at ownership. Because I think if you were to ask a majority of fans, who's the people that deserve the most blame for this in terms of moving on from Rizzo and Davey and where the ball club is at, I think everybody would understand the reasoning of moves to an extent, even if they don't agree with it.
Uh-huh.
But then they're all going to immediately go back to, but ownership.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I think everyone blames a majority of this stuff on ownership. Do you think that they understand where it's at?
Probably not, because I think ownership is kind of unrealistic, their mindset, because I'm spending all this money. I hired you. You're supposed to be one of the best. You're supposed to make it happen. Even though I'm not doing my holding my end of the bargain by necessarily allowing you to spend more. Because I know people look at the general manager, well, why didn't he buy this? Well, they say they had that pitching machine. Why didn't he go get it? Well, the man above you got to sign off on it.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't sign off on it, I think fans normally blame the people that they can touch. You know what I mean? The people that they're closer to.
Sure.
And ownership is not that close to the public. You know they own the team. You know they're around. But they don't get blamed for a lot of stuff. So, no, they don't understand. Because they look at the fact that I spent this money on this team. It's like if I go build a house right now and I never have no upkeep on my house, I can expect my house to have some issues in the next 15, 20 years. If I had upkeep on it, I might expect issues in 40 years. But if you're not putting something into it, you're not going to get nothing out of it. And that's the problem, but they never understand that.
800-636-1067, if you'd like to hop in. Do you think the learners really understand how angry fans are, not just with the team, but specifically with the learners, honestly? And I don't think that they do. And frankly, it's gotten to a point, I kind of alluded to this earlier, and it's part of the reason that they've made this change, is it's gotten to a point, B. Mitch, where even the most optimistic Nationals fan that believed in this rebuild and whatever they wanted to call it, you're starting to lose hope. And you were starting to look at this and say, well, how the heck is this going to change when you've got guys having incredible seasons and you're still not able to win ball games? Because that's what I got so sick of with the team over the last couple of years, is it becoming less about wins and losses and more so about, hey, just look in the box score and see how James Wood did, and that's all that matters. Yeah. Well, this isn't high school sports.
You want to see the overall team win.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not... You know what means a lot to me, B. Mitch? It's not the 2015 Bryce Harper MVP award. It's not any of Max Scherzer's Cy Youngs. Not any of that stuff. It's the 2019 World Series.
Yeah.
So I'm glad.
Because you saw a team come together and do it what the team sport is supposed to do.
100%. Yeah, and I'm glad when the guys do those things. I have no issue with that. I love cheering on individual players. You come to really appreciate them when they wear your uniform. I get all that stuff. But I want to see team success. Mm-hmm. And it got to a point where even the most optimistic fan started to really question where this thing was going. And I think a massive part of this still has to go back to ownership, because we talked to Rizzo a couple of years ago, and he was talking about the timeline of the rebuild or retool. I mean, he didn't even want to call it a rebuild a couple of years ago on the Junkies. That kind of changed as time went on. But I think if you asked Mike Rizzo right now and you got him to be honest, he would have spent money this offseason to significantly go out there and go get guys. He wouldn't assign Juan Soto, but you know, I know for a fact they wanted to go after a Christian Walker at first base. They weren't able to get him. That's how you end up with Nathaniel Lowe. Coincidentally, I don't know that Walker would have necessarily been the best signing, but regardless, they wanted to go sign that sort of guy, or would they have been in on a Max Fried or someone like that? I think Mike Rizzo continually was talking about this year, or maybe even last year, about times that they would have significantly invested in the team again.
But I wasn't able to.
Exactly. 100%.
Afford it to.
Because he would always say, as a way to save face and protect ownership, was, we've seen this ownership group before spend when the time was right.
Yeah.
And so he would continually say that. And this offseason was the right time, in my opinion, because the main guys are here. You know, you're not getting another James Wood coming down the pipeline anytime soon. You're not getting another, even though Dylan Cruz hasn't been great so far in his big league time, you're not getting another Dylan Cruz-type prospect. You're not getting another Mackenzie Gore, C.J. Abrams-type guy. Those guys are all here. So now is the time to invest in this ball club to start winning ball games.
Mm-hmm.
and they didn't do it. And now you see where they're at, where they've got some bright, shining stars, but it doesn't matter when the rest of the ball club's not up to par.
That's true. But I think, like, you know, and then again, the general manager is always in a tough situation where you know all the truth, but you can't say it all. You know, so you get caught up protecting those so much the way you don't protect yourself. Well, and I think part of that is what ended up happening where it became to the end, where I'm protecting certain people around me, and eventually the people that make final say were like, hell, people starting to point at us. We got to make sure they think we are saying, oh, we're correcting the problem. But getting rid of Rizzo, there are enough people who believe in him. You're getting rid of him now makes everything point straight at them. They have to do something differently now going forward.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Also, you look at yesterday, Shinosuke Ogasawara made his major league debut on the mound for the Nationals. And they ended up in a spot where he needed to come in and make a spot start because of the fact that Trevor Williams went on the injured list and they needed someone. And this is kind of, again, the dichotomy of where the Nationals are at, where I do feel like they've had some improved development over the last couple of years and you've seen some successes. At the same point, with a couple of injuries, Josiah Gray, DJ Hurst, to name a few, and then obviously Williams going on the injured list, they didn't have another guy that could come up and start. Andre Lara was up the other day as the 27th man on the roster for the doubleheader against the Tigers. He pitched three innings in game one of that one. Looked really solid in his three innings, but he was going to either have to come in up short rest to make his major league debut on the mound or first big league start, and I wouldn't do that to a guy. So instead they go with a guy in Ogasawara who is older, pitched a lot in Japan, never really dominated Japan, but you bring him over and just see what you can. And, I mean, B. Mitch, this is a guy, I'm not a scout. If you would have seen this guy throw in spring training, you're like, that's not a great big league pitcher right there. Uh-huh. At best, you find a guy that maybe could give you maybe a sub-5 ERA, maybe. And that's if he hits his peak. And I like the guy. But
was his placement wasn't as good as those guys from in the past played for the Braves.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't have very much velocity, but hell, they put it where they're supposed to put
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
On the black, that's what they call it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think part of the issue I have with this here is a lot of people immediately go, well, that's the first guy that Rizzo signed from Japan, is that? And I look at it and say, well, who else was he going to sign? You know, like,
he had to go with the cheap one because they weren't giving him the money to spend.
You look at some of the guys that have come over from Japan over the last couple of years that have been really solid or highly thought of. So even a guy like Seiya Suzuki, who has been kind of up and down in his career with the Cubs, but this year he's hitting .263. He's got an .880 OPS. He's got 25 homers and 77 RBIs this season. You couldn't even go get Seiya Suzuki, the top guy this offseason that so many people wanted was Roki Sasaki, a pitcher coming out of Japan. And frankly, even he wasn't necessarily someone that you had to worry about payroll because he's getting paid right now, I think maybe the major league minimum or somewhere around there because he's technically coming over on a rookie contract. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't get him. And part of that is he ends up with the Dodgers. I get the allure of the Dodgers. But Yamamoto, the year before that, they obviously attracted Ohtani. How the heck are you not able to get in on anyone? Yeah. Right? Like, it's one thing, B. Mitch.
Even if you get turned down, at least try. But correct. We haven't even heard of them getting turned down.
At least be in the mix. Yeah. Like, that was something, when I was in my time in Wisconsin, that was something we always joked about, is you would always hear the Packers or one of those teams linked to somebody, be like, oh, so-and-so was in the mix. And we'd always joke about it. It was frustrating they never get the guy. But at least they were there.
Yeah.
When's the last time you heard the Nationals linked to a legitimate good player in free agency?
Every time they let one go to another team.
Exactly.
That's
right.
That's the last time we hear about it.
I mean,
hear about them going to try to get somebody.
You heard Juan Soto, and it had nothing to do with him actually coming back here. It was the fact that he won a World Series here in 19, and we're forever grateful for that.
Yep.
But that's it. And that's some of the frustration. So, you know, you can look at Rizzo.
We don't develop
you can look
a lot
at
for us. We develop a lot for other teams.
We do. And it turns into this team being almost a farm system for other Major League Baseball teams, which is frustrating. It's understandable, B-Mitch, if you're in Tampa. It's understandable if you're in Milwaukee. It's understandable if you're maybe in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the nation's capital, B. Mitch.
Yeah.
Washington, D.C. This ain't a small market.
Nope. By no stretch of the imagination.
800-636-1067. Let's get out to Daniel in Rockville. Daniel, what's going on?
Yeah, so I don't really know why the Nats think that they're going to do a rebuild right now when, honestly, not a rebuild, why they're calling it a real retool when they've been doing this since, 21?
Yeah.
As soon as they got rid of most of that core in 21, I knew that it wasn't going to be 3 to 4 years. The learners should have just sold the team when they were talking about selling the team. Now it's just, we're a laughingstock of baseball right now. Like you all said, we are a farm team for almost every other team out there. And the last big free agent that we were linked to that wasn't us selling them was Max Scherzer. And that was a one-time thing, showed that the learners could actually spend money. But now, fan base is down. I went to a game the other day, and it was more – I went to the Sox game yesterday, and there was more people rooting for Boston than there was D.C., and it reminded me of the earlier times when Philly would come to town and, the entire stadium would just be Philly's.
Mm. Yeah, 100%. Daniel, appreciate the phone call. Being over there for this six-game homestand, they won 2-3 against Detroit and then got swept by the Red Sox. They had good attendance for most of these series. But there were
the question
very
you asked,
loud.
Though, were those people there to see the Red Sox?
Well, they were 100% there to see the opponent. Yeah. During the Tigers series, you heard very loud, "Let's go Tigers" chants. During the Red Sox series, not as loud, but you still heard a lot of "Let's go Red Sox" chants. And you don't want to get to that point. And I know some people get on the fan base about certain things with all-star voting and some of these things. That doesn't bother me as much. This fan base is where it is. This team's only been back for 20 years. And so for a team like Boston, for a team like Detroit, for a team like the Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs, like those sorts of things, they have a long, long history of people who've grown up in the area, grew up rooting for the team. This team hasn't had a chance to quite build that yet, right? They've only been back since 2005.
You know what the other teams do, too? Those other teams go on campaigns to get their guys voted for. When was the last major campaign you've seen around here?
No, they haven't.
Because you have to invest a little bit into those campaigns.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's something simple where you can get people to vote for your team.
Yeah, there's no reason that you're not seeing James Wood plastered everywhere. Right?
He should be all over the – let's be real.
And by the way, B. Mitch, it's an easy market. He's from Maryland. He's from right up the road.
You want to capitalize off of that. A local guy who's here doing some amazing things. It's not hard.
No, it's just it's frustrating where this team is at, and I can understand both sides. This is why I feel like today for me is kind of mixed feelings. I'm fine with the fact that they made this move because I think some changes need to be made. It felt like it gotten kind of sterile over there.
Yeah.
At the same point, do I have faith that them making this sort of move is somehow going to change the way exactly this organization functions?
Nope.
Not really. So then are we just rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic, as the saying goes? If you're not going anywhere, then I'm fine. You move off Mike Rizzo. Does that mean that they're going to get a better general manager? Maybe. Does it mean that is the likelihood high? Probably not. So if you're not going to invest in the ball club still, then okay. Mike Rizzo, Mike DiBartolo, take your pick of general manager. Take your pick as manager of the ball club. You might just end up with the same results, and we're sitting here in the same, having the same conversation 2 and 3 years from now because they're doing the same cycle again.
I think the chances of having it are very high. Same conversation.
And that's what's so annoying.
Yeah.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Did you like the move to move on from Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez? Also want to take a look. What do you think were some of the best and worst moves of Mike Rizzo's tenure as general manager? You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I'm Emma Grade and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade and Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer in for JP all week this week. 800-636-1067. The listener lines are open. If you'd like to hop in, continuing to talk about the big news yesterday, Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez, both fired by the Washington Nationals. You think it was the right move? You want to hop in, feel free. Again, 800-636-1067. Taking a look, though, at some of the best and worst moves of Mike Rizzo's tenure here in D.C., which started in 2006. He was the first hire by the Lerner family when they took over the team. He came into the season as the second longest tenured general manager, second behind Brian Cashman in New York with the Yankees. He was promoted to the GM and senior vice president in August of 2009. Some of the moves, I mean, he gets credit for the Strasburg draft pick as well as the Harper draft pick, which obviously turned out swimmingly. I think the move that he's probably going to be best remembered for, after obviously building a winner in 2019 and being able to win the World Series, though, I think the thing that he's going to be most remembered for, frankly, is the Juan Soto trade.
Mm-hmm.
And that trade looks incredible. It's aging so, so well. I don't know the last time. I'd have to ask maybe like a Sarah Langs on Twitter or someone that is able to research these things. Now that you have James Wood and Mackenzie Gore going to the All-Star game, which we haven't even spent a moment talking about really today, but James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, both All-Stars this year. Last year, C.J. Abrams was an All-Star. That's three dudes acquired in one trade that are All-Stars for Juan Soto. That's an all-timer.
Hell yeah.
That's an absolute all-timer.
So you get credit for those things, but like I think what affects some people, there are a lot of people that really back Rizzo. But the other people are like, okay, but he was so good over here. Why wasn't he good here?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? So you need to see the improvement at the other, like having the guys that are still around. And also having guys that are in the bullpen that are legit. But that all goes back to money.
Yeah.
You know?
100%.
So I think it goes back to money, which eventually ends up going back to the same people that are here now. And I think those people will feel that wrath as it goes forward, because no longer can you say Rizzo, Rizzo, Rizzo.
So a couple of other things that I think go down as some of the best moves under Mike Rizzo. I think he has to get a lot of credit, and this also was a big part of the reason that this team took that next step and ultimately won in 2019. He gets a lot of credit for the Max Scherzer contract. We can discuss about how much it was Mike Rizzo versus some of the other factors in play, but Mike Rizzo, Max Scherzer, if he's not here, they don't win the World Series in 2019, and he kind of brought an attitude to this team. That also goes back to the Jason Worth signing, right, when they needed a guy that kind of brought an attitude and understanding. Frankly, something that they're missing kind of right now, a guy with an edge that maybe isn't always the friendliest.
You need to like they off-kilter a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it's a positive that when you walk over there and you talk to the guys in the clubhouse, they're all nice. But it's also a negative in that they're all nice. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need a guy with a little bit of an edge. And you just listen to Grant and Danny at any point and them talk about their relationship with Jason Worth now compared to what it was when he was a player. Jason Worth was a player, was not friendly to the media, but that doesn't matter because he brought an edge. He brought an understanding to that clubhouse about going out there and competing every single day to win.
I think a lot of
they're missing a little bit of that.
That's
right,
a misconstrued thing where we talk about, oh, this guy was great with the media. This media was great on the field.
Absolutely.
Some guys that are straight asses with the media, they perform at a high level.
Which, by the way, give me that.
And you know what?
Give me that.
Their mindset is, I'm here to win games. You're here to cover me, I understand. I know I got to talk to you, but I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah.
I want to go get ready for baseball, football, hockey, whatever it is. You know, and I think that's the ultimate thing where a lot of times we in the media get a little messed up just because somebody he talked to us a little more than the other guy does, so we start liking him, and that guy can't play.
So, some of the worst moves under Mike Rizzo, I think this one has to be up there near the top. Steven Strasburg's contract. It's tough because...
But ask this question. Would he have signed that contract if the people who were paying him didn't want to sign?
Maybe not.
Did they push that one?
And maybe that's a more learner thing than Mike Rizzo.
Yeah.
But that contract is tough. 7 years, $245 million. I mean, look, this is why being a general manager, being in charge of these teams is so difficult. Because you just won the World Series in 2019, B-Mitch, and you have the World Series MVP and one of the World Series heroes, and Anthony Rendon and the World Series MVP, Steven Strasburg, up for contracts, both of them. Uh-huh. And they signed essentially the same deal, 7 years, $245 million. The correct answer on who should you have kept of either of those guys was neither. Neither. And that just felt wild at the time to say, no, let them both walk. And... Yeah. Frankly, they would have been better if they would have let both walk. But
I mean, I think revisionist history, yes. But when you have both of them and doing the things that they've done, you feel you got to at least keep one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so tough. But that's part of the job. And that contract being signed where they're still paying him $30 million a year, because ownership will look at it and say that I like to take that out. But they're going to say, we're still paying the contract. Uh-huh. So that's part of the payroll. Even though it's for someone that's not playing, that's part of the payroll. And
that's why
Rizzo.
Their contract's so damn high.
It's just.
That's why they are where they're at.
If
they
didn't have that,
they'd already paid him instead of the later on stuff. They wouldn't be way up there.
Chelsea Janes has this. It is a statement from Mike Rizzo. He says, my goal was to lead a franchise to greatness with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. I feel we did that. I want to thank every single player, manager, coach, staff member and Nationals Park employee who worked tirelessly to propel this incredible run with the Washington Nationals. I am grateful to the Lerner family for the opportunity to lead this organization and proud of what we accomplished here. A special thanks to the fans who have embraced my family and I since day one nearly 19 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
DC will always have a very special place in our hearts.
Yeah. He's a class dude.
It's a nice statement from Mike Rizzo. And I think the tough part about this is this happens all the time in sports because no one can just always live at their peak. Very few at least do.
Yep.
And you remember the diminished times because that's usually when the end happens.
Mm-hmm.
But he's forever going to be the architect of an incredible run from 2012 to 19, which led to a World Series. Davey Martinez is always going to be a World Series winning manager in 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to remember that.
100%.
800-636-1067. Let's get out to George in West Virginia. George, what's up?
Oh, not much, guys. How are you?
Doing good, man.
Hey, I think the big thing that we're missing with Mike Rizzo is no one's talking about Strasburg's shutdown.
Yeah, I think that's the part about that that never gets brought up. It doesn't get brought up as much anymore because they won in 2019.
Yeah.
But you are
exactly.
Right. That is a massive.
That would be
a massive thing that would still be talked about for sure.
Don't talk about the positive things that happen.
Well, there was a lot of positives. There's no question. Winning in 2012, winning in 2014. You know, those things will never be forgotten. But I mean, that Strasburg shutdown was so atrocious that you were looking right down the barrel of maybe winning a World Series and just abruptly shutting down. That was awful.
100%.
Well, I mean, you can say that, but what if they had let him play and he messed himself up then, and you don't get the World Series then? But but that's the thing about it. A lot of people do care. If he got messed up then and never got to the 2019, I guarantee you, like everybody else, be calling and saying they should have shut him down.
But Brian, let me ask you this: what if you make the World Series and win in 2012? What if you win in 2014? I think that's bigger than winning in 2019.
Yeah, but see, we're talking about what ifs now. But the whole thing about it is they shut him down and they didn't win it in 2012. They didn't win it in 2014. Okay?
Then you're
they
crying.
Came and they won
you're
in 2019.
Crying. You're definitely crying at that point, but I'm still of the belief they shouldn't have done it.
Yeah, and I think you have every right to believe that. There's no way to know for sure. Appreciate the phone call, George. I think that also throws on the onus of how important 2019 was.
Mm-hmm.
It really does. It was the end of an era, which now we know was the end of an era of competitive Nationals baseball for quite some time.
Yeah.
But it was the end of an era there, and it makes up for a lot of the problems in 2012. Because, by the way, we talk about the Strasburg shutdown in 2012. Yeah. What if Drew Storen just finishes that game? what if they just go on to win the ball game that they had a nice lead in? And we could talk about all sorts of stuff. I think Rizzo deserves a lot of credit for what he was able to do during that stretch of time.
And I think that is why he gets so much love because of the things that he did do.
100%.
And I think people have to realize if he didn't do one thing doesn't mean that the next 15 things that you wish would happen. I mean, we can second guess everything. You have to make those decisions in real time. And when you make them in real time, you don't get a chance to go back and say, what if, what if, what if.
800-636-1067. I want to get into this next, and Mark Zuckerman is going to join us coming up at 1:30 as well. But on the B. Mitch and Finley Twitter account, Landfill has posted a poll. Are the Lerners now D.C.'s worst sports owners? Because you look at it, you think Ted Leonsis with the Wizards and with the Capitals. You think Josh Harris and the Harris Ownership Group with the Commanders. And now the Lerners with the Washington Nationals. Do you think they're the worst sports owners in D.C.? We'll get to your phone calls and talk about it next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.